This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, April 10th. God's word to you today is, do you believe? Our scripture reading is taken from Mark 16, verses 17 and 18, and it says, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink any poisonous thing, it will not hurt them. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. The Bible does not say that the miraculous signs will accompany those that are in doubt or those that are afraid. You have to hinge your confidence on Jesus and in the Word of God. God's Word says that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. God did not say that to make you feel good. He said it because that is your reality. So embrace it, believe it, and walk in it. There is also no age bracket added to that scripture, so it does not matter how young or how old you are. This is your reality. Teach it to your children. I was just 21, a worker in church, and I had been asked to restrain a violent demon. I went into that room knowing that he was possessed, and I am possessed too. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in him. He had a demon spirit, and I have the Holy Ghost. I wanted to be a part of the worship service, and I was not prepared to waste time wrestling with some demon that had been dispossessed, disarmed, and disgraced over 2,000 years ago. So I looked into his eyes, and he quickly looked down, and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are not allowed to cross this line. I drew a bloodline. See Exodus 12, verses 12 to 13. And I walked out. When I returned after the worship service was over, my friend told me that the demon got even more violent and would charge at them, but was never able to cross the bloodline. My friend wanted to know the secret of what I had done. I laughed because it was nothing of my own. I believe in Jesus and what he did on Calvary for me before I was born. I believe that the demon that will defy Calvary and the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth has not been created. There are law enforcement agents in heaven, and I'm just a representative. If that demon had attempted to defy Christ or what he did on the cross, the entire host of heaven will be on its case. That is how it works. The Bible says, and I believe, that Jesus has been given a name above every name, and that at the name of Jesus, every knee, not some knees, but every knee in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth will bow, because Jesus is Lord. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.